This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Marilyn J. Nellis, M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, middle initial J-N-E-L-L-I-S. Date of birth 08-10-1933. Date of appointment April 22nd. 2025, requesting physician Joseph Sinchak, J-O-S-E-P-H, S-I-N-C-H-A-K. Dear Dr. Sinchak, I have the pleasure of seeing Marilyn Nellis today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 91-year-old, right-handed Caucasian woman who was in St. Mary's Hospital due to symptoms of TIA at home. She was with the daughter. Her face became numb, droopy. She was talking garbled. It resolved in about 30 minutes. She was taken to the St. Mary's Hospital. There was no numbness, no weakness, no visual problem, and no headache. In the St. Mary's Hospital, MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck were negative. She was sent home with the addition of aspirin 81 milligram daily. She is already on warfarin and simvastatin. Past medical history, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, depression, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, allergy to epinephrine, ephedrine, ciprofloxacin, metronidazole medication, warfarin, aspirin, 81 milligram, cetirizine, losartan, metoprolol, multivitamin, simvastatin, 20 milligram, benzonatate, sertraline 25 milligram. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, occasionally drink alcohol. She is widowed, lives with the daughter, have two children. Family history, mother deceased due to MI and renal failure, father deceased. No sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she was having droopiness of the face and garbled speech, which was resolved. Physical examination, blood pressure 160 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular, heart S1, S2 irregular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next up, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, sinuses, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. There is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5, except both hand grip 4/5, deep tender reflexes 2/4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 91-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history is suggestive of falling neurological problem. Number 1, TIA. Number 2, weakness of the hands. Next paragraph. A TIA can be due to the ST of atrial fibrillation. Continue the warfarin, aspirin 81 mg PU daily and simvastatin 20 mg PU daily. Continue the sertraline 25 mg PU daily. Also, I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Her MRI of the brain and CT angiogram of the head and neck is negative. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.